In this bulletin, suspicious packages found at a number of foreign consulates in Melbourne and Canberra. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne to lobby for the release of a Melbourne-based refugee footballer held in Thailand. And in cricket, Australian selectors announce a new squad to take on Sri Lanka in the upcoming Test series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tara Cozzoletto. A major police investigation is underway after packages were sent to foreign embassies and consulates in both Canberra and Melbourne. Emergency crews were sent to the Indian, Greek, American, Italian, Hong Kong, New Zealand, Pakistan and Swiss government buildings in Melbourne, while in Canberra it remains unknown which consulates were targeted. Metropolitan Fire Brigade Station Master Brian Callett and his team were sent to retrieve the package sent to the Indian embassy. He says their priority was removing the package from the building.
In coordination with VicPol, we were able to seal the offending material and make it safe so the public can go about their business. And the potential danger we treat it as the worst, and it'll be examined as to exactly what the substance was and dealt with accordingly.
The incident comes just 2 days after Sydney's Argentinian consulate found a suspicious white powder in a parcel. The AFP and emergency services are investigating the incidents. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne will lobby for the release of a Melbourne-based refugee footballer held in Thailand when she makes an official visit to the Southeast Asian country later today. Hakim Al-Arabi has been held in detention in Bangkok since November after being arrested over an Interpol red notice warrant issued by his native Bahrain. Mr. Al-Arabi fled Bahrain to Australia in 2014 and was granted refugee status in November 2017. He was sentenced in Bahrain in absentia in 2014 to 10 years in prison for allegedly vandalising a Bahraini police station, which he denies. Meanwhile, the United Nations Refugee Agency has confirmed a young Saudi woman to be a legitimate refugee. 18-year-old Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kanoun is currently in Thailand after she was stopped from boarding a flight to Australia where she was hoping to seek asylum. Ms. Al-Kanoun fled from her family, renouncing Islam, and says she cannot go back to Saudi Arabia as she fears her family will kill her. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs are now considering granting Ms. Al-Kanoun a humanitarian visa. United States President Donald Trump says his political opponents are yet to make a counteroffer to his plans to fund a wall on the country's southern border with Mexico. The US federal government has been shut down for nearly 3 weeks over the refusal of US Congress to fund the construction of the wall. Mr. Trump made a primetime television address to make his case to Americans over the issue, which Democratic Party leaders responded to afterwards. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Democrats are yet to make a serious proposal of their own to try and end the shutdown.
The president was laying out the case and the problem directly to the American people, and we have laid out a solution. In fact, we laid out a proposal that we put forward to Congress, to Democrats specifically, and we still haven't heard back. They've yet to respond. They've yet to even make a counteroffer to come to the table. We hope they'll get serious about negotiating.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she won't call an election, even if she loses next week's crucial parliamentary vote on Brexit. A deal for Britain to leave the European Union must be approved by the British Parliament and the European Union by the time Britain officially leaves the bloc in late March. Otherwise, Britain will crash out of the bloc without a deal. Many within the United Kingdom are unhappy with the Brexit deal Ms. May is proposing. Ms. May has told Parliament it will have a vote on whether the so-called Brexit backstop, to prevent a hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland, is triggered if Britain fails to agree to a trade deal with the EU by the end of next year.
We've also been looking at how Parliament can take a greater role as we take these negotiations on to the next stage. And so I can tell the House that in the event that our future relationship or alternative arrangements are not ready by the end of 2020, Parliament will have a vote on whether to seek to extend the implementation period or bring the backstop into effect.
Now to sport, and in cricket, significant selection changes have been made to Australia's Test side following a disappointing 2-1 loss to India. The squad for the two Test series against Sri Lanka will not feature batsmen Peter Handscomb, Aaron Finch, nor Mitch or Sean Marsh. Queensland pair Matt Renshaw and Joe Burns have been selected, and 20-year-old Victorian batsman Will Pukowski will make his Test debut for Australia. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions, 30. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Hobart, shower 2, 21. In Canberra, cloudy, 27 degrees. Wollongong, shower 2, 21. Much the same in Sydney, 24 degrees. Newcastle, a shower 224. In Brisbane, similar conditions, 30 degrees. Cairns, shower with a possible storm, 33. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. I'm Tara Cozzoletto. This is SBS News.